Well, now to a story that's been stitched together by candlelight. It's not set in the pre-industrial age, though. It's set during a five-week blackout that brought Auckland to a standstill in 1998. It's a novel called The Last Days of the National Costume by New Zealand writer Anne Kennedy. Anne's no stranger to fiction. She's written novellas, poetry and screenplays. In fact, she wrote the script for that film, The Monkey's Mask, which is based on Dorothy Porter's verse novel. This new book is filled with needlework and sexual infidelity. It follows the activities of Megan Sligo, who's also known as Go-Go. So there she is, mending clothes for a living, when a cheating husband brings her a vintage Irish costume to repair, and she gets drawn into his web of deceit. She becomes so entranced by his stories of death and tragedy in the Belfast history of his family that she keeps him coming back by telling him that the repair is not finished. Here's the novelist Anne Kennedy speaking to Kate Evans about The Last Days of the National Costume.
I'm really close tonight. I feel like I'm moving inside her.
Anne, introduce us to Go-Go. What type of woman is she?
She's from a middle-class background. She's had a very comfortable life. She's had a good education that's been easily at her fingertips. And as the novel opens, she's temporarily turned her back on her posh education and is having a bit of a laugh, sort of running a cottage industry from her front room, mending clothes. So she's good at sewing, and that's come naturally. She's married to a husband who's a bit like her, except richer, from a wealthy farm-owning family. So neither of them has had to worry about anything, their economic security, their future, even their emotional security. And this very sort of comfortable and nice lifestyle is about to be upset by the arrival of the client.
Before we get to him, though, Go-Go mends things, but she does more than that, doesn't she? Because before she mends, she does a sort of forensic reading of the damage, the tears and the rips and the popped buttons. So what does she see when she looks at those clothes that need to be mended?
She's been surprised that the clients that come to her with their ripped clothes are lying often to their spouses. She's never thought of this herself. She's been quite a straightforward kind of person. So she's shocked, at least on the surface, she's shocked at the lies that they are trying to hide from their spouses, that they've ripped their clothes in illicit sort of meetings with a lover.
So, Anne, she sees sex and infidelity everywhere, doesn't she?
She does. And perhaps she's been in denial about this in her own life, that she's had this very safe life, married quite young, seems to have everything kind of sewn up in that department. So perhaps she's looking for this.
And, of course, she's working with clothes, and clothes are about as intimate an object as an object can be, aren't they?
They are, and she talks about the clothes. She talks about what the clothes are made of. She's interested in the very fabric, the warp and the weft. So she's very, she's up there right close to these clothes. Go-Go. Her real name is Megan Sligo, but this character went to a school where a lot of the girls gave each other nicknames. She went to a posh school even though she wasn't posh.
You're not the girl you think you are. They're not his shoes under your bed.
So, Anne, there's one dress that's at the centre of this story, of your book. Can you describe it for us?
It's a national costume in the way of a Riverdance costume. Think Riverdance. Those black costumes with thick sort of hose-like embroidery all over them, which is the knot work. So Go-Go continually describes this costume as a costume, but the client sees it as a dress. He won't give it that identity of a costume.
Now, the client, he's not the one who brought the dress in. So how did the dress come into the house, into her business, ready to be mended?
The client had had a brief affair and the dress has got ripped during that. And the woman who he had had an affair with has brought the dress into GoGo. But then the client comes to collect it from her.
And there hangs the whole tale, so we can't really give that away, can we?
Well, no, that's the setup, really. You know, the lover has brought the dress in, the client comes to collect it, and then his wife arrives at the same time. So quite early on in the novel, GoGo finds herself in the position of really lying, not just sewing to produce some kind of lie or cover-up, but she actually hides the client from his wife.
And there's a whole lot of other things going on too. And one of the problems, and of course there are many problems, one of the problems with this dress is that it's black cotton on black fabric and the lights are out all over Auckland. This is based on a real blackout, isn't it? So what happened?
The terrible blackout that happened in Auckland.
New Zealand's largest city is facing the prospect of another week of power blackouts to its central business district. The power crisis initially began affecting the Auckland CBD last Thursday night, but as Libby Hakaraya reports, it worsened over the weekend.
The start of the working week will be fraught with confusion, anger and stress for some 50,000 inner-city workers as they face a week of no power. Some 6,000 inner-city residents, meanwhile, may be evacuated as the blackout threatens water and sewage services. Libby Hakaraya, Auckland.
I mean, first of all, I just want to say I have a great love for Auckland, where I lived for a lot of my adult life. And the novel is set in the city fringe, where there's this lovely sort of juxtaposition of leaves and lacy verandas and businesses all kind of jostling for room. So the physical nature of Auckland is, to me, very beautiful. And then the blackout, which was like a body blow to it, really, that had happened in 1998. It was so outrageous that it could even happen, and it remains one of the major city blackouts of the world, 5 weeks where most of the inner city was blacked out. It's funny, people don't talk about it much here, but I think there's this sort of Kiwi stoicism that, you know, just knuckle down and get on with it, which is a good trait. Except when dealing with big business and uncaring corporations who seem to be at the root of this terrible blackout.
There are, of course, many similarities in terms of a colonial history and so on between Australia and New Zealand. One of the things I liked in reading this book were those reminders, though, that it was a New Zealand story, and particularly the way in which references to Maori culture are very much integrated. So as GoGo is talking about the patterns that she can see on the costume, on the Irish national costume, there are references then to the fern-shaped pattern from Maori culture. Is that something that you were self-conscious about, or is it just something that's so much a part of the texture of New Zealand life that of course it's going to pop up?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the texture for everyone. My husband is Māori and my children are Māori. So I think that as a Pākehā, I think about these things maybe more than most Pākehā. A kuru pattern seems very close to the Irish knot work. A kuru is a circular spiral shape, often sort of quite fat, like a hose. So it is quite similar to knot work, the knot work that appears on the dress.
Well, come on, believe you have won. Well, come on.
Because, Anne, you're a poet as well, aren't you? And so, of course, you're playing around with the way in which sewing and mending and even ripping and popping buttons off is symbolic. But it does seem to me to be very grounded in that the actual material, the texture and the cotton and the cloth.
Yes, I hope that those two things come together. Because, of course, it's metaphorical, but I did want to get a sense of the very practical nature of sewing and mending. When I was a kid, I sewed a lot. I think a lot of New Zealand girls grew up making their own clothes in those days. And I turned out to be quite a good sewer. I could actually make like a tailored jacket, and I loved doing it. So that aspect of go-go actually comes from my own past. So I know quite a bit about sewing. I know about fabric. And I hope that sort of practical aspect is coming out in the novel. But also, I do see novel writing in itself as quite a practical exercise of, you know, piecing things together and discarding bits that don't work, unpicking things, sewing them back together.
Kate Evans speaking to Anne Kennedy, and her book is called The Last Days of the National Costume, and it's published by Allen and Unwin.